direct cash payments are allowable. You know, we're going to wait for final guidance from, you know, but the guidance is going to be loose because the intent of this money was to, you know, get it to the blind vendors that are out of business and try to recoup some of our losses. So as far as I'm concerned, loss recuperation doesn't have to necessarily be payroll. It could be your income, you know? So again, if you're used to making $30,000 and you only made $3,000, you know, I'm hopeful that maybe we can just get a direct payment to each operator. But again, that's a discussion for another day because we don't have the final guidance yet.
So this is
really good news is what it boils down to. It's really good news for us operators. It's just, you know, it's exciting, but at the same time, you know, we got to do our due diligence and get the guidance and go in the right direction from there.
Keith, once again, to reiterate what we talked about earlier with Tyrell and Brian and all that other stuff, this is also stuff that we should be reporting.
I haven't even gone that far yet.
Yeah, I think that, you know, when it comes to decisions on what are taxable events, you know, tax law is its own very complex set of rules, and I think that you would be best served to work with a financial, tax advisor, somebody who's licensed or certified to provide that and prepare taxes and things like that.
I was just talking about the reports. Is that still what you were referring to? Report. When I say reporting, I mean putting it on our business report.
Here's the thing, and again, we'll answer these questions as we get more information, and probably again in our March meeting, which is probably the most closest, you know, meeting we'll have next. Because I asked that question. I said, is this money, if we do get a direct cash payment, you know, does it have to go through the business, or can it get, you know, can we write it out to Keith Haley? And they said it can be written out to Keith Haley. So this could be for your personal, it doesn't necessarily have to run through a business revenue. It can be the blind vendor's loss personally. My understanding today could change in a week or two once we get some guidance. So, you know, what I would say right now is, like, let's hang tight. Obviously, I get information, Brian gets information, and in turn, we'll pass that on to you if need be. But we really, you know, it's good news, but we can't make any decisions today because we don't have the final guidance. So just be excited. There's some relief coming, which is one way, shape, or form. So.
If there are no further questions with that subject, I'd want to move right along into the next one. And that's in regards to business operations promotion to transfer. This is nothing other than just an update to remind everyone, which I believe everyone is well aware based off of the promotion to transfer applications I've received, that the due date is the end of this month. Certainly there's still a lot of unknowns surrounding the program and every individual operator's decision whether to resume or not, you know, whether they're looking to retire or move on into another line of work. But it is, I would say, vitally important to make sure that you put in for the promotion and transfer, ensuring you the possibility of advancement and show you qualify for that. So that, I just wanted to touch on that and remind everyone.
On that note, Tyrell, I always tell people to put your name down if you're eligible, because we never know what's going to happen in the years to come. Even if it's a good year, I'm not even talking COVID, you just never know what could come up, so get your name on the list. That said, we have to establish a subcommittee to review the promote and transfer list that Tyrell gets, and it's usually three members. I'm happy to sit on that. Can I get two other committee members to volunteer to sit on that subcommittee with me?
I'll do it.
7-1. Can I get a second? A second member? If not, I'll reach out to the committee individually.
Chad?
Okay, so I don't know if you want to write that down, Tyrell, that myself, Vice Chair Farr, and Shelly McDermott will sit on that subcommittee.
Got it. Thank you. Yeah, and to just to kind of move along, but to Keith's point, it's exactly important. I mean, I think that helps the program as a whole when we're in a position to be able to transition seamlessly, shall we find the need or have the opportunity to do so. So it is very important. And like I said, I have received a lot of applications, so that's a good thing. And I'll get that list out once we close. So, all right.
I'm sorry. Last question.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm kidding. In regards to some of the, is there any sites that we know are not going to be opening again? And will you guys make us aware of those sites that are we're basically passing on or are closing because of whatever reason?
Yes. As of now, we have no official closures. You know, outside of the DMV asking for us to remove our equipment during this time, in regards to them wanting to obtain additional floor space to do business, that's the premise of that request. It has not been official that they are asking for permanent closure, so we can't assume that that's what that means. We are monitoring every location, and that's kind of leads me right into the next subject of business operators preparation for business resumption. I just want all of you to know that, you know, the field reps are constantly in contact, obviously with you all, and I hope you have identified that and you know, appreciate that, because I think it's important that effective communication during tough times is going to get us through these times. And not only are they in communication with you, but they also are in communication with the buildings as well, kind of trying to identify the scope and the volume of people in each of your locations, because that's important. But on the flip side of that, you know, what I don't, or what I would ask of all of the operators is to, you know, stay prepared and not so much wait on, you know, the time to be called up, but just mentally start to prepare yourself to understand the modified ways I'm going to just assume you will have to reoperate your business. And obviously start to, on your own, assess your needs and what may be able to be of additional benefit into your business. And what I mean by that is, you know, obviously there's a lot of technology out there that may assist in various areas of your lives. I ask that all operators start to really educate themselves as to what is out there that may be able to provide you in a role that you may have not once positioned yourself in your business, and may allow for elimination of a potential employee, because it is going to be extremely vital that we run each operation very streamlined, because it's going to come down to dollars and cents when we look to resume. And I, you know, this is the time to start to develop skills that you may not be comfortable in now, to be able to provide the comfort that's going to be required when it's your time to be called up. So, you know, I think it's very, very important that we just not stand by and wait for field reps to, you know, acknowledge when it's time for you to open, but just really prepare yourself mentally and to be in a position to understand what it's going to take to resume business. And I can tell you right off the bat, it's going to take a modified business that's going to certainly require less employees, and modify the way you operate. So, you know, thinking that, well, I can't possibly operate, you know, without this person. Well, yeah, you can. You may just have to modify the operation to ensure, because at the end of the day, we are a business program, you know, and that's what we got to put on the forefront. And yes, it's, you know, it's nice to make a few $1,000, but let's try to ensure that the way we resume our operations, it maximizes the profitability. You know, no one wants to go in and just make a subpar you know, profit. I mean, if that's what your location offers, then obviously, you know, I'm not telling you to take a $10,000 location and be prepared to bring it to 30. But what I'm saying is, you know, position yourself as close as to be able to resume in a manner in which was as close as possible to the profit that you once made.
And we all have to remember that this year there will be another minimum wage increase. I believe it's in July. And there's a new pay leave thing that we people who have employees to take into consideration. You should have been notified by your payroll service to sign up your business for that. So
that's okay. Not a business expense. That's an employee expense.
But it's something you do need to register and sign up with.
One last thing. This is, I guess, a bit of good news for some on the call. At our annual meeting, we had discussed, the committee had weighed in, prior committee, on voting on case rebate payments. Well, I'm happy to announce that we have received Koch's final case rebate for majority of the state. We're waiting on the southern part of the state's report. However, I would say we were in position to now pay out that case rebate to, I would say, majority of the operators that had over-the-counter sales. So I did start the process of those case rebate payments, in which you should all start to see shortly. And when I say shortly, maybe within this week or by next week. So,
is that Coke or Pepsi?
That was for Coke. That was for state fiscal year 20. You guys should all be, well, not all, but like I said, those that had over-the-counter sales, those commissions will be directly, or rebates of $2 per case should be made payable to you, and you should receive those payments shortly. So I wanted to put that at the end, kind of leave the call with some good news.
there's
so much uncertainty. At least I have some certainty to provide. That's one of them, you know. So I believe that was left, and if I'm not mistaken, on that last annual meeting to be an annual decision-making decision as far as how we look to do that in the future. But anyhow, this payment reflects the state fiscal year period. So please be on the lookout for that payment, and also, as a reminder, place it on your business reports. And that's all I have.
Yeah, that's the end of the agenda. Open forum was not on the agenda, but before we close out, does anyone have any questions or comments?
This is Shelley. I have a question. Brian, we were also discussing earlier, late last year, throughout the year, about getting your invoices tallied up. I gave mine to my field rep already. Is that still the case, or we're just going to wait it out and see what happens with this whole verbiage of the information that we need to go off of for dispersing of the money?
I don't necessarily believe anybody needs to hold off on pursuing that. The only question that I think we all need answered is, would that be considered an offset against your losses that the stimulus money may otherwise pay you for? So, I recognize that right now all of the operators are in a financially difficult situation. So, I do believe, as the chairman said, that the guidance we'll be receiving should be coming relatively soon, and hopefully the monies will follow relatively soon as well. But I can't really advise you if that is an exercise worth your time, but financially, if you are really in need of those dollars, that option remains open to you.
Okay.
Right. So just to kind of end on that, I do have majority of the operators lost on file. So we do certainly have that. But I think also, to kind of piggyback off of Brian, we also have to keep in mind that majority of what I've seen for loss would probably come out of our direct general or our program's expenditures budget. So. Certainly, if there's anything that would supersede that from a program standpoint, I would think that we, as collectively, would want to entertain the allowance of outside dollars to be a replacement before jumping into the program's budget to make those reimbursements. But either way, every operator should be in a position to get some relief, once it's time to resume operation, I would certainly say.
Awesome.
I did the lottery tonight, so I don't need to worry about it.
Well,
share the wealth.
I'll be holding that big check when they're taking my picture. That's me. Don't remember, everybody, I said it, so.
Yeah. You've got to speak it into existence for sure.
Exactly.
All right, well, we're a little past the time of 2:30, so if there's nothing else pertinent, I'll give you one last opportunity here before we close out. All right, can I have a committee member offer a motion to adjourn?
I offer a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Who, who made that motion?
All right. I believe it was Chad Barr. And we have Shelley on a second.
Thanks.
All those committee members in favor of adjourning, say aye. Well, actually,
aye.
Anyone want to say no or abstain? Okay. All those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Any abstentions? Motion carries. Meeting adjourned. Thank you all for your attendance.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.